From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. At least 200 people are dead in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Officials say they were caught in the explosion of a fuel truck that overturned. The BBC's Thomas Fessy reports from Kinshasa that the fire injured at least 100 others.
A fuel truck toppled over in a village called Sange, about 70 kilometers south of the provincial capital, Bukavu. The leaking fuel then caught fire and the tanker exploded. The origin of the fire is still unclear, but many houses were burnt to ashes in the village. Sources say that the truck had stopped to wait for other fuel tankers, which were part of a convoy, when the road surface gave away. Villagers were reported to have run towards the tanker to collect fuel when it caught fire.
The BBC's Thomas Fessy. The new top U.S. commander in Afghanistan is calling for unity between the civilian and military effort there. Petraeus spoke at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul after arriving yesterday. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is imposing new guidelines for top military officials planning to give media interviews. They now have to tell the Pentagon's public affairs branch first. A Pentagon spokesman says the move was in the works long before General Stanley McChrystal's Rolling Stone interview. In a memo to top Pentagon officials, Gates says he wants the military to be as accessible as possible, but is concerned that it's grown lax in how it engages with the media. Conditions in the Southwest are ripe for more wildfires this holiday weekend, but because it's been a relatively slow season so far, NPR's Ted Robbins says resources are ready to fight them.
Arizona has been the hardest hit state this spring and summer, but a wet winter also produced abundant fuel in Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and western Colorado. Rick Ochoa with the Bureau of Land Management is urging people to consider the potential for fire when they go into forests and onto other public lands this weekend.
A lot of folks are going to be out there with campfires and fireworks and so on. Now, people be very, very careful because the fuels are very dry in a good portion of the southwestern U.S.
Fire potential is likely to decrease in the southwest as monsoon rains pick up, but that is only beginning to happen now. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Searchers are to resume looking this morning for a 57-year-old climber who unclipped from a rope line and vanished near Mount Rainier Summit in Washington State. National Park Service spokeswoman Lee Taylor says Eric Lewis of Duval, Washington, went missing Thursday afternoon after his two climbing partners stopped to rest.
One person stops and then sort of pulls the rope in until the next person joins him, and that person stops and then they sort of coil up the rope as the third person comes. And when they did that, the third person was not there.
Taylor says the search for Lewis involves teams of Park Service climbing rangers and commercial mountain guides. Helicopters have also been flying when weather permits. This is NPR News. President Obama is acknowledging that efforts to recover from the recession are slow, a day after the Labor Department offered a weak jobs report for June.
I know folks are struggling. I know this 4th of July weekend finds many Americans wishing things were a bit easier right now. I do too. But what this weekend reminds us, more than any other, is that we are a nation that has always risen to the challenges before it.
President Obama was speaking in his weekly address today. He also said he's awarding nearly $2 billion for new solar power plants that he says will create thousands of green jobs. Republicans are again taking aim at government spending. In the weekly Republican address, Georgia Senator Saxby Chambliss says the national debt is one of the most dangerous threats confronting the country. The quarterfinals of the 2010 Soccer World Cup wrap up today in South Africa. Germany faces Argentina, and Spain is up against Paraguay. Vicky O'Hara has more from Johannesburg.
Argentina and Germany met in the quarterfinals of the last World Cup in 2006. Germany won in extra time 4-2. After the match, things got ugly. Players and coaches from both teams got into a melee on the pitch. Feelings are running high for today's rematch to be held in Cape Town. The Spain-Paraguay game will be in Johannesburg. Last night, Africa mourned as Ghana, the only surviving African team, lost to Uruguay 4-2 in a penalty shootout. The Ghanaians held their own throughout the game, which forced the penalty kicks after a 1-1 draw. In the other quarterfinal match yesterday, the Netherlands overcame powerful Brazil 2-1. It was considered an upset. Brazil has more World Cup wins than any other national team. For NPR News, I'm Vicky O'Hara in Johannesburg.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.